Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. So what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monster US Radio. It is Monstrous Monday, and we are live on the air where there are no scripts, ain't no telling what in the world can happen. Am I right? I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. I mean, am I right, Miss Unbelievable? There is no telling what could happen on a live broadcast.
Absolutely right. You never, ever, ever, ever. No, because it's live, and we be clowning.
Monstrously. You dig? I'm just saying, it's almost like, you know, when you be watching the news, go live, and then somebody come on and say some old, some shit they just probably shouldn't have say, just disgrace their whole race. Everybody within their religion. I mean, just wow. You'd be like, really? You just said that live on the air. Wow.
I mean, but okay. Sometimes you be saying it because you know you live, and you be like, hell, fuck it. Let me just go with it. Let me. Too late to turn back now. I'm going to do it. Let me get
right,
it on out. What they going to do to me? They can't censor me.
Right. So we got a nice little lineup for you guys tonight. Let's see, we got some new music. Let's see, hey, we got all kinds of things. Let's see, we got Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got Monstrous Radio Weather Report. Let's see, what are some of the things that we're going to touch on, Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat, just to let it marinate with the people just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We got some Quentin Tarantino. We got some Mick. We got some Cardi B. We got some Portia. And that's it. But
that's
those
it?
Are some
that's
juicy
it?
Ones. Yeah, but you know, when I do about four, that lets you know it's about to be juicy, and we can take those folks to the end of the night.
Yeah. Right.
Y'all.
Right. Cause hey, yeah. Who knows which way one of these could go? I'm just saying.
Y'all.
So,
cause that Cardi B one. Y'all.
Already. So, all right. Let me see. What do I got for you guys? I do got some lineup songs, but they're not here in the order that they was. Put in here. So let me see if I can find something for y'all. I'm trying to find something new, something
mm-hmm.
y'all ain't never heard before. But all right, go ahead while mm-hmm. I try to see if I can find this. I'm getting the feeling I'm not gonna find it. Let them know what's the number to call.
The number is 424-243-9649, and you're gonna press 1 to come and be live with us on this Monstrous Monday. I mean, it's just awesome.
And what else you gonna do? I'm just saying, what else you gonna do? I still didn't find the song I'm looking for.
Let's get it. Let's go. I mean, we gonna talk about this movie that we in. I mean, you know, how fly and sexy we gonna be. And, you know, we gonna talk about a subject, holiday stuff. I'm just saying.
Right. All right, well, yeah, apparently there's nothing in here that's going to be where it's supposed to be. So, all right, anyway, let's go ahead and jump into something like this. This is Kent Jones, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Dicky, E-40. This is called Sit Down on a Monstrous Monday. Don't forget, you can call us up, start a conversation. No, we're going to do our own conversation tonight. You can join in on a conversation. It is 424.
This ain't Takeover Tuesday.
9649. Press 1 if you're monstrous. What? Yeah, Monstrous Monday starts right now.
Let's get it.
Come over, huh? Over, huh? I'm already over her, huh? Over her. Huh? When I'm in town, she make sure that she see me, you understand? I don't know just how you niggas perceive me, you understand? Throwing stones, but you just wanna be me, you understand? Ain't them guys that you see on the TV, you understand? Hey, baby, you there? Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. No, I pick your ass up in the front car and fuck you right here in it like a porn star. Yeah, yeah. Hey, why you so nasty? She said, Dollar, why you gotta be so nasty? She said, Dollar sign, why you always stay high? I say, you ain't ever lied, you ain't ever lied. I pull up on her, I got her chosen. Her man a loser, she ain't a real nigga present. She want dollar, she fuck for dollar. She came for dollar, pull up in a Rari. She said, hey, Dollar, Dollar, hey.
Boy, like my mom Betty. I'm tuned ice for this game. As I walked in, it was confetti. Girls took to me already. Lil' ho with them dreads wanna go make Whoopi go ball Eddie. Heartbreaker, y'all all petty. These bitches wanna get it off the strength. Pay a ton, I'm jamming like I'm Kemp. Y'all a bunch of fucking dealer shrimps. Showstopper, got flow popping. These hoes knocking down doors, jocking my stones. Moccasin flow, stay on your toes. I'm better than better, I'll get it on top like a header that's word. Little mama looking at me 9 o'clock. And from the look of it, that bitch need a vagina mop. And you mistook if you think that we gon' design a shop. I'ma pull her like a bull up in a china shop. Break you down, chicken parmesan. How you want it, I'm cooking. I got a nose for these hoes. I'm the pig little pussy. I gotta know if you pro. Going down on my tushy. Cause if you are, then you're probably too aggressive for dicky.
When I was a teen, I scored a half a meal ticket. My team moved mean and they smoke you like a brisket. Raised in the slums, in the sewer, in the gutter. Well, shit ain't sweet like unsalted butter. Make more effort than your daddy and your mother. Put up European, started with a fixer-upper. Blowing up lines like a third base coach. Baby, she a dime, got a romp like a roast.
Monstrous Monday, Monstrous Radio Live, E Monster, it's unbelievable. I don't know what's going on with our system over here. Hopefully it'll work itself out. So let's go ahead and get into our weather report while we can. Get it? I'm just saying, what's going on in the hot spots?
Okay. I'm going to talk about the hot spots that got a hair stolen by black people in every city. Blue Hill. There's Blue Hill in Minneapolis. London is 49. Paris is 44. Atlanta's 48. New York is 43. Dallas is 51. San Juan is 79. Phoenix is 66. Los Angeles is 61. Kansas City is 49. And Miami is 64. So there you have it. The hot spots and warm spots and cold spots.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters okay. Radio. Okay. Monsters Monday.
Okay, hopefully, you know, that helps out a spot in your area. It is so warm. So, all right, let's see. Man, I can't wait to get to this who's bumping who's getting fat. Don't forget tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some of his music. No, I'm going to play two tracks. I'm going to play an artist from the Twin Cities by the name of Young Sunny. Then I'm going to play the artist that's calling in tomorrow to do our interview. He goes by the name of Hundo. Make sure you tune in to that Takeover Tuesday to see what his monstrous buzz is all about. We're going to do the interview right before we do the who's bumping who's getting fat. So make sure you tune in for that. Like, comment, and share on the link for it. I know there's some other things that we're going to slap out there talk about tonight. Is there some things you want to poke at tonight?
That's not a good word to use, but
Work with me.
Just saying. Can we just choose another word
right.
to use? Poke with you. Well, like I was saying, you know, there's some holiday things that we can get to talking about. You know how you get gifts or whatever. And then there's a movie that a gentleman here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, is doing, and it's called Wounded But Not Broken. And it's unbelievable, isn't it? DJ Young Monster is in art. So, good talking about the art.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so we got things to talk about with y'all. I wish some of this music would have got in here. I had a nice little lineup for y'all, but I don't know what's going on. But it definitely pushed me off my pivot foot. I'm going to have to do some traveling around here. So check it out. This is Young Sunny.
He's
coming in from the Twin Cities. Hold on. He's coming in from the Twin Cities, and this is a track called Candy. So you were saying what now?
Candy. It was just telling you to be the DJ. You know, you had it set up, and it says DJ, E-Monster DJ.
Just vibe with it. Vibing. Young Sunny from the Twin Cities, Monsters Radio Live, Monsters Monday.
We love y'all.
Damn, I seen that ass from a mile away. She had long, pretty hair with a tiny waist. Rocking that sundress with her sandals on. Walking down the street taking selfies with her camera phone. So I slid on her like a real one. Put her to the side and asked her, can we chill some? Cool, I got like 3 swishes pre-roll. And a 2-liter, baby, can you sip slow? Nice, I'ma stop and get some ice. You can have whatever you like, don't worry about the price, boo. It's nothing to a boss, girl, I got you. And I ain't gonna touch unless I got to. The way you looking in my eyes, now you standing here looking all surprised. Yeah, that's cool too. Damn, you looking so fancy. I bet you that kitty mama tastes like. Thank you.
your baby daddy getting drunk down. Damn, I ain't tripping off your nigga, boo. But a nigga is really trying to get to you. So, we can walk for a minute, we can talk for a minute. Girl, I'm really trying to know you. Damn, why you dancing all nasty?
Okay, Sonny Sosa, Monsterous Radio, online radio with the roar. Okay, let's see. I got Hundo coming up next. Don't forget, tomorrow he will be here live on the air. So if you want to ask him a question, you have the opportunity to do that. You dig? So check it out. This is called Have Fun, Monsters Radio, Monsters Monday, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, online radio with a roar, and my system ain't playing. There we go. There we go. Room with it, cause I said so.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the side of drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the side of drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Gonna roll one, smoke one. Cup pulled up a strong one. I ain't drizzy, but I'm on one. Bitch, I'm living like a dope boy. I got this gas from my homeboy. You think I'm stopping, then you're wrong, boy. Dolo flow, I got my own boy. I'm sitting high up on that polo horse. Wrist watch, it's a Michael Kors. I'm turning up when I get bored. Turn no gang off the glass, all we do is press the boards. Blood's going back and forth from that nigga, and you know. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Everybody wanna slice, but ain't willing to pay the price. Niggas hate it that a nice. I hustle and sacrifice. Taking chances to get it. I'm jeopardizing my life, and I'm fully committed. I'm strictly handling the business. Got my mind on the minute. Laces tight, I ain't tripping. All I got is them bitches. And I put my faith in my Glock. Can't show no love to these niggas. She ain't gon' hold you down. Can't put no trust in these bitches. I just roll me a switch and elevate on you niggas. First bond, I was saying, get that paper, little nigga. Fuck the hate of my nigga. Fuck the rebate of my nigga. When we have time, we ain't even had no cable, my nigga. I know I'm destined to get it. Hundo, dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Yeah, so that's Hundo, H-U-N-D-O. Check him out tomorrow night right here on Takeover Tuesday. He's trying to have fun.
Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they want to have fun. Bad bitches, they want to have fun.
We're going to see what he's buzzing all about tomorrow. Right, you feel it? Can you feel it? So let's go ahead. I think we do got a little bit more time to go before we get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle, as we get ready to clown their ass around here. I don't think they usually like us after we talk about people on this song, bitch. Let's see. What's some other things we got to poke at? Here's one thing I did kind of want to poke at. Let's see. One was like, it's a holiday question. I'm going to keep it $10. It's a holiday question. It's something I used to go through. And it's, which is worse?
Mm-hmm.
If you buy somebody a gift and they don't like it, or somebody get mad because they expected you to give them a gift, but you didn't buy them one. Did it? Because that kind of plays off something else I want to talk about a little bit later, but I'm going to let that ride just until a little bit later. You know what I mean? Because I kind of think the holidays is almost like a drug. It can be a little addicting. I'm not talking about the way some of y'all think. Some of y'all thinking, it's a little different than probably what you're thinking. So we're going to blaze that a little bit coming up. Let's see. Should I even want to talk about some bogus dads? You know what? Let's talk about bogus dads right quick. Did you have something you want to talk about?
Let's go.
I want to talk about bogus ass holiday dads. That's right. I'm talking about some of you dads out there. Y'all bogus as hell. I'm just going to keep it 100. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all baby mamas out there talking about, yeah, he right. He right, because my baby daddy, he do that same bullshit. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the baby daddy that buy his kids gifts, but it's really something for his punk ass. You know what I'm talking about. He done went out and spent like, what, $897 on a new PS4. All kinds of games, like controllers so four people can play at one time. Got a 3-4 year upgrade pack online. And the baby only 8 weeks old. I'm just saying, come on, dad. You on that bullshit. You on that bullshit. Come on, dad. Can you think of a bogus dad gift? Or just a bogus gift, maybe? Okay, what you got?
But can I say something? I did that before. You know, I went out and I bought a whole bunch of stuff. I ain't a guy, but I went and bought a game controller and all that for me. And the kids looked at me like, where am I? And I was like, oh, you know, I don't buy Christmas gifts for y'all. They was hot.
Came in, they probably seen the box and all that. Said, oh, we finna get it in, but wait a minute. Ain't no shooting games. Why they all Fitbit games?
Right, damn, they was girl kids. They was good. But we had fun. But, okay, this is bogus, though. You know how you ain't seen the daddy at all through the year, and they come and they out buy the mama's gifts by about $500, you know, buy the Nikes, the Nike shoes, the Nike jacket, the Nike shirt, the Nike pants, the phone, and then all, you know, just everything, you know, just everything the little kid can't even fit, and it's all in the wrong sizes, and he ain't got no receipt because he done got it from his homeboy, you know, because he stole it, and there's tags still on there. And then she talk about make it work.
Yeah. That's when the holidays turn into moments. Y'all know what moments I'm talking about. Like she said, daddy came. One year, he came, brought a whole bunch of gifts. It was off the chain. Until mama said, you don't bought all them Jordans, you don't bought all that, you don't bought this and that. Who went my child support money? Oops. And then daddy tried to moonwalk on his way back up out of there. You dig? That's what I'm talking about. And mama return everything in the morning. This is Zoe Downs. We're going to come back and get into our who's bubble, who's getting fat. This is called Moonwalk. This is for daddy.
Moonwalk your ass on out the door so you get cut.
Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk.
Bought my first gun with them pieces. In love with the money, no secret. Diamonds so wet, I get seasick. Pass on your hoe like a flea flick. We play the corner strategic. I be on that the real Revis. Run through the checkup and Neiman. Step with the deal with the ring and scheming. I make my young nigga fuck up your day. Nigga talk shit and get hit with the K. Mansion party in LA for the day. Could fill up a fish tank with all this rosé. Lil' bitch say she never been to one. Nigga say he got a strap, but I got a bigger one. Drinko in a duffel bag. Nigga better get you one. Sauce on these pussy assholes like a Cinnabon. I don't really listen to the goon talk. Springfield make a nigga moonwalk. I don't really care about the tool talk. Broke hoes made my dick too soft. Money on my head, wanna see me dead. I'm tryna take a nigga roof off. Took a nigga bitch, she a goofball. Blue 100 pockets full of Snoop Dogg. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk.
Backwoods, stuff crust, filled up, moon rock. Real big blunts in the field, though, good smoke. New Jimmy Choo's cost $2,000, two walk. Just for me to step on the pavement. Ay, call me Bag the Builder. I will keep a two car. I will keep the helm on me. You can get nailed. Higher than a pop star, MJ, moonwalk. Ay, slide, backslide, moonwalk. Oh. Jackets on me, got a lot of zipper, feeling like Thriller. Working out red, man, feel like a demon. I hit the scene larger than life, Godzilla. Big nigga, big fat, big fat on. My new bitch got a chick, we in Vegas at a nice villa. I'm in Nevada, I'm with a little model. I'm too sauced up, if she act heavy, I spill her. Wait, sir. Always had faith now, riding in a Wraith on a walk. To my safe, do the money dance. Shoot first, don't think. Keep the ratchet with me like I'm fixing on a sling. A check clear every time a nigga blink. Bread gang, I tell it that it ain't. Money bag on the streets, most wanted. Dead man in my pocket, I'm honing.
Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Yeah. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk.
Shout out to all the bogus daddies. They got to do what they got to do this holidays. Hard to show your face, but hey, it is what it is. So, all right, let's go over here and jump into this. Who's bumping? Who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle. What we got tonight there, Miss Unbelievable. Where are we going to start at? We
start with Quentin Tarantino face to face with his burglars at his home. Quentin Tarantino had a scary run in after a pair of burglars broke into his in the middle of the night. And he ended up right in their faces. Law enforcement tells TMZ the famed director was home Sunday night around midnight when he heard two men in his L.A. home. Our sources said they believe the suspects broke in through a back window. We're told Quentin looked around, found the guys, and confronted them. Whatever Quentin did seemed to work because the burglars hightailed it out of there. The bad news, they made off with jewelry and other property. The LAPD is on the hunt for surveillance video in the neighborhood that could help them ID the burglary. Quentin's just the latest celebrity to get hit. You recall Magic Johnson's daughter, Elisa, escaped a home invasion earlier this month after two armed men broke in and made off with a Rolex, jewelry, and cash. So the burglars are starting again in L.A.
All I can say is, wow, okay, did you not research where the hell you was going before you crawled through the window or wherever the hell you got in? Did you not know you was at Quentin Tarantino's house? Have you not seen his movie? This motherfucker ain't got it all. Something's wrong with him. You dig? Something's wrong with him. I'm just saying, he probably busted out doing some Pulp Fiction. I'm just saying, he either did some Mallory. One of you motherfuckers move, I'll kill all y'all.
Did you say he did some Pulp? Man, did you not remember some of his cartel movies he did? You know, he probably was like, are you sure you want to be up in hell? Like, are you sure I'm the one you want to rob? Like, I'm pretty sure he
right.
went to, like, a movie scene. Like, I'm going to give y'all 2 seconds before I'm going to kill you. You know. And, or break you up in many pieces. So just be aware, you going to die or you ain't going to be able to get out of this house. So you choose. Like, for real, like. I don't know why they
right.
think that they can just burglarize folks and not think that they about to get shot. Like, you come in mind, I'm killing you. I'm not asking any questions. I'm not saying,
I'm not shooting no knee.
I'm not shooting no knee. I'm not shooting no arm. I'm shooting you straight in between your ass or your chest, okay? So I advise you not to even try it. That's ridiculous.
Right. Right.
Why
right.
they keep robbing mm-hmm. folks mm-hmm. in L.A. Because, like, it's they got to be, like, casing out the joints there, though.
Yeah,
gotta
but that's,
be,
they've been doing
is,
that for years, though. They've been doing that
yeah.
for years and years. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the broke people got bars at their house. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. They know better. They know who
they
kinda.
Do.
I'm just
and
saying.
They know they
Hello.
Know whose house to hit because they just ain't hitting everybody. They know whose house to hit because I remember that. Then they used to hit parents hitting all the time.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
But didn't she like post
yeah.
her stuff up all the time? Like I got this
yeah,
in my
they
house.
All used
That's
to.
What. And then I think NT Cribs didn't help either.
Well,
they
a lot
used
of MTV,
to have
MTV cribs, a lot of that shit was lies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was renting houses doing that shit. So, yeah, so they probably was breaking in their house and like, damn, this don't look like it did on TV. Hold on. That chandelier ain't real. Yeah, it is.
Right. That
ain't
no
real
Picasso. Stuff.
That's a Pookie Jenkins. The fuck? Can't get no money for that.
Did you say Pookie Jenkins?
Yeah, they be breaking in thinking there's a Picasso on the wall. That ain't Picasso. That's Pookie Jenkins. You can't get no money for that. Just saying. My bad. Shout out to Pookie. Do your thing, homie.
Pookie
get
and
that
him.
Brush flowing.
Hey, Pookie
yeah.
and them. Keep my block watched. Because y'all know, y'all
got?
Know. Let me know. Put a note on my window. They watching, Pookie. You know how you doing, Pookie. Don't be playing. Because, you know, you dropped out. All I
got
to give you is just a piece. Okay. So, Meek Mills says ex Nicki Minaj has him blocked on social media. Found out I was blocked. Okay. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Meek Mills and Nicki Minaj are not exactly on friendly terms about 2 years after their split. On Sunday, Meek revealed that the Barbie Dream rapper 36 has blocked him on social media. The revelation came after a fan asked the championship artist on Twitter how you feel about Nicki's new dude. Minaj is dating Kenan Zuppetti, whom she grinded against as she celebrated her birthday early in December. Her new relationship has raised eyebrows since Petty served 7 years in prison for fatally shooting a man and is a level 2 registered sex offender in New York. Cardi B is recording a song with Nicki's Minaj ex-boyfriend, Meek Mills report. According to the New York Division of Criminal Justice Service online records, I don't even talk about Petty. He was sentenced to jail, whatever, whatever.
Right.
Not,
right.
Mills professed not to have an opinion of Petty because Minaj has blocked him. I don't feel nothing, he responded, and I don't know that man to judge him. I went to check him out on her page and found out I was blocked. So, what do you do? Like, how you feel when you get blocked on someone's page?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to speak for the masses on this one. Usually when you go to somebody's page and you find out that they blocked you, you'd be like, oh, fuck that motherfucker then. You dig? Get out your feelings. but, I mean, honestly, I mean, between them, I'm not really surprised. I'm not surprised other people would be surprised that Nikki blocked him. I mean, damn. Just because they got millions and millions of dollars, they're still normal people just like the rest of us. I mean, think about it. How many of us really got all their exes on their time thing? Keep it 100. Now, a lot of y'all got a lot of block situations out there. Some of y'all bridges got tolls on them motherfuckers. Ain't no coming back. You dig? I'm just saying. I think I got a few block my damn self. So, you know, that's normal. Don't be mad, me. That's normal. Y'all used to kick it. It's off limits now. It's none of your business. That's why you couldn't find it. Keep it 100. That's what it's all about. She knew what was going to happen. Woman's intuition said, shut this shit down. A little fan, you little petty motherfucker, watch this. And got me crossed. It is what it is. I mean, what about you? I mean, do all your exes got access to your pages?
At a time, they did, because I seem to always end my relationships on a friendly note. And so, like, mm-hmm. I don't have no hard feelings. I don't have no remorse against them. But what I found out, though, is that they don't mean me no good. Like, in the next relationship, you know, they throw shade and, you know, different things like that. So I became the block and delete queen. So, I blocked and delete every ex that I can think of, that I've talked to, that I've known, whether we cool or not, because it's just like, you don't have my best interest in mind, so if you don't, I do. I got to take it for myself. And plus, you be trying to recall things. If you see, like, a post I'm making, you be like, is that about me? Is that about us? Oh, I remember. No, we're not going down memory lane, bro. You ain't going down memory lane on my page. So, because then, you know, if you got a new boo, they be like, what the fuck? They don't know it was memory lane. They thinking it's the lane now. And so now you got to explain this memory lane that he's trying to go down, and you like, what the fuck? And then you trying to block it, or you trying to hide it, or you try, and then you feel like you're cheating, because now you like, hell no, I ain't not. So to just keep the peace over here and the drama less free, you got to go. So, you know, Post Malone was a block. What was his song? Post and Delete. Yeah, I block and delete. I'm the block queen. You can't get my new number. You gotta go. You can't recall yourself on my page. No, that recall is dead. I fixed it. Thank you. And have a nice day. And when I see you, I'll give you a wave. Don't ask why you got blocked. You know. Because you're a recall, bro. You're a recall. I don't do recalls. Mm-mm.
Right. Okay. So what else we shaking over there in this entertainment news?
Okay. Here we go. Atlanta's housewife, Portia, confronted by fiancé side chick. Portia got into a social media argument on Instagram with the woman who claimed to be her fiancé, Dennis Side Chick. The drama popped off last night when Portia posted a pic of her fiancé along with castmate Eva Husbands Michael. Shortly after the pic was posted, a woman named Shayla commented on the pic that Dennis was her bae. Portia immediately confronted the woman asking for clarification. And the woman then made a stunning claim. She claims that she was just with Portia's fiancé. And the woman further suggested that Portia's fiancé was lying about his whereabouts. So here's how it goes. That's my bae there, and this is Portia. Where? She's confused, sis. That's somebody else. Portia for real. Which one, yo, bae? Thanks for the tag, boo, but the one with the hat on, I was just with him. He's not where you think he was, girl. She know who I am. Ooh. This just my new page. My last one got hacked. The woman deleted her Instagram shortly after this piece was published. Like I said, you see what I'm saying? No, lurkers needed. No lurkers. See, and then that's what happened when you got other people and you doing wrong. So when you post that picture of you and your bae, there's always going to be somebody who going to come. And this just happened to my friend. She posted a pic, and then she posted this other pic of him with this same, like, man, same pose that he had with her, everything. And I'm like, what the hell? So I understand what it is to post with your guy, because they want, people want to be messy. And even if you don't mess with them, just to put it out there on social media like that, as if you would, as if you know, you going to be like, what? But if you know your man, you ain't going to question, but everybody else is going to question. Like, what that man doing? For real? That's how he get down? And then you got your girlfriends calling you, your homies calling you, your people who hate you, your haters calling you. Talk about, ooh, you better fix that. Come on, bruh. That's just messy.
Right. Yeah. yeah, that can be an issue. Because, yeah, I know some ladies that used to, like, say, like, if one girl used to really like a dude, right? She could even been the one that screwed up. I'm just saying, she could have been the one that screwed up. In this case, she was the one that screwed up. So, dude moved on, blah, 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 found him something new, so on and so forth. So, what her and her little squad would do is they would come up with fake pages and then attack her and be like, throw out certain things. Oh, he's like this or he's like that, da, 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 not knowing it was somebody who was really, the information person is really somebody who used to be with him in the past, so they kind of know how he is as a person. But then they come at this, and that, and that's part of what it is, and that's kind of one of the symptoms, because once it gets too heated, they'll delete the page. But the drama's already been set. The chaos has already been created in the home, in that relationship. So, yeah, yeah, that can be an issue. That can be an issue. It's messed up world out there, y'all. I'm just telling you, somebody ain't trying to see you happy. And if some of y'all, there's at a group all. Of people that ain't trying to see you happy at all.
Yeah, okay. Because they always feel like you supposed to be with their girlfriend or somebody or whatever. You know, they putting you in their mind. Who they think you should be with. But last one, here we go. Sam. Cardi B becomes first woman to headline Rolling Loud Festival. Then Rolling Loud becomes first festival to allow its headliner to be harassed on stage. Last night was a lot. As the first woman to headline last night Rolling Loud Festival, we should be celebrating this pivotal moment in Cardi B's career, but instead of showering Cardi with praise for her achievements, the internet is buzzing with, the rapper on set crashes Cardi B's set. The rapper comes out with flowers and a cake set up that spelled out, take me back, Cardi on stage. Cardi B was not feeling a gesture and had him and the setup removed. During her set, Migos rapper Offset crashed the stage to apologize in front of the world for cheating on his wife, which is a theory, sounds like a well-intended public display of criterias until you remember. He stole Cardi's moment. Had he kept that same energy from the jump instead of embarrassing the mother of his child in front of the entire world, he would have never needed to apologize in the first place. His overtures was ill-timed, unwanted, selfish, manipulative, and the textbook definition of harassment. He stole Cardi's moment, which are all points Twitter was quick to point out. Tonight should have been about Cardi headlining the Rolling Loud Festival. Instead, it's all about what this dude did and how she reacted. No combos about her. In fact, it's stealing thunder even from other performers tonight. And did I mention ill-timed, right? But offset behavior aside, how in the hell was this even allowed to happen? We're talking about the headlining act. There's no way that Rolling Loud was in it, on it too, right? Well, as our Monique judge noted, that appeared to be the case. Whatever happens tonight on the Auto Max stage is going viral. Make sure you're there tonight for Barty. But despite Offset's selfish actions, it is important to remember that this fiasco involves real people with real feelings going through a very real divorce, which put Cardi in the uncomfortable position of having to be the bigger person and defend him, as he didn't just steal her moment. Right or wrong or indifferent, I don't want people to keep doing fuck shit, she said in a clip posted on Instagram. Violating my baby father is not going to make me feel any better. However, in a different clip she posted after an hour, she clarified that she wasn't condoning Offset's behavior. Instead, she was merely trying to protect her estranged husband from relentless harassment and abuse online. She said, I see a lot of people bashing me because they see my baby father and think that I'm going to get back together with him, she said in the clip. I just don't like that bashing online thing. You just saw how Pete Davidson was talking about how he didn't even want to be on this earth because mad people be coming at him every single day. None of us have any idea how this ordeal will play out, but I do know that if Offset really loved his wife as much as he claims he did, he wouldn't have tried to clean up a mess he made on her time.
That's a tough one. I think sometimes it's hard for men to apologize. I think it was a great gesture on his behalf. Maybe his timing and placement and doing it may have been wrong. But I think he was trying to come out on a stage, on a national platform, like they said, and say, look, I'm sorry, da-da-da, I apologize. And you know what I mean? As the situation may be. And I think some of the people behind that through the event, they probably knew about it. He probably came to him and said, look, this is what I want to do. And you know how it is. Women in there, they're going, oh, let's do it. It just backfired. That's all. It backfired. Blew up tremendously. Vibranium, bow, all in your face. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think it was a great attempt. Beautiful attempt, in my words, a beautiful attempt. It didn't work out, but hey, but you know, to each their own. But damn. Could you imagine that? Fellas, let's not see. I know some dudes ain't gonna do shit. They just, I fucked up. That's it. Yeah, they. After some shit like this, after seeing some shit like this, oh my goodness. A lot of people are gonna be affected by this problem. They are gonna be affected by this problem because some dudes are gonna be like, see, that's why I don't do no shit like that. But you can't let their situation affect your situation. Your woman might love some shit like that. Y'all might rock the world. It just if your woman is Cardi, you might not want to do that. You might want to fall back and hit her up behind closed doors after the event in the dressing room. Look, baby. Or maybe beforehand and then say, can I bring it out to you again on stage? Maybe that's what he should have did. He should have hit her in the dressing room before the event. Look, baby. Now, if she's going, can I do it again on stage? I want to show the world. But just to surprise somebody, you know what I mean? That's like just popping up on the stage in front of the whole, to be like, will you marry me? Woo!
That's different.
That's a risk.
Because
that's a
you're
risk.
At a point of togetherness. But I think what he did wrong was, he came on her platform, and she's trying to create a platform where she's saying, this is not a publicity stunt that I'm doing. I'm doing this for me. And he keeps making it seem like it's a publicity stunt. Like, he ain't helping the fact of what she's trying to do. And all she's probably saying is, give me some space. Give me some space. Let me do me. Let me just collect my thoughts. If he wanted to do a grand gesture, then he should have created a grand gesture away from her business. Like, mm-hmm. this is still her business, and he's affecting her business and how she has to operate in her business. I get it that he wants to do the grand gesture. Wonderful. Thank you for thinking about me. Wonderful. But really, you should have thought about it beforehand, because now you're talking cleanup. Now she's cleaning up what how people feel about him, and then defending him and still making her have to do extra with her feelings. Not fair. So to me, I think he needs to think about how he's going about doing stuff before he do it. Like a marriage proposal, that's different. She's probably expecting it. You know, woo-woo-woo, we love each other, marriage. But we're talking divorce. We're talking separation. We're talking about, you know, you respecting my space. You respecting how I'm operating them things, and I don't think he's doing that right now. And so he messed up, so he's feeling, you know, I got to hurry up and do something to fix this. And she said, you messed up. Let me just deal with it so I can decide how I want you to fix it or if it's fixable or not. But what he's doing, it ain't helping. It ain't helping.
Right.
But I get
right.
it.
Backfire.
But it ain't helping. This is business. Our personal is separate from my business, and he's not separating the two right now, and that's damaging her brand in the process because he's coming up messing with her brand. This is her brand. This is her bread and butter. She's her moneymaker, and he messing it up because he fucked up. Let it breathe, bruh. Give it some room.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, all right. Is that all of the entertainment news, or we got some more over there?
That's it. That's it. I told you those four would take us real close. Yeah.
That they did. So let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Did any of my music load for tonight? Hail to the Nose. Ain't this a lot of bitch? Okay.
So you had us marinating on a question. Do you remember what that question was?
Yes, I do. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was which is worse. But actually, let's get into the addiction part that I was talking about Christmas. You know what I mean? Because it sets up the other part, which is worse. When somebody doesn't like a gift that you give them, or when a person gets mad because you couldn't get them one, but they expected you to buy them one. Like, what, you didn't get me nothing? Oh, what kind of bullshit is that? You got such and such something, but you ain't get me nothing? That type of shit. But what I wanted to touch on about, you know, Christmas and it being a drug, you know, with the holiday season, you know, you start to see a lot of things, especially this year. People are starting to be more conscious. I'm talking about just in things in general. I'm talking about whether it be spirituality, religion, food. It could be all kinds of business, all kinds of things. People are starting to get into things a lot more, doing research on things. You know, this type of season, they have all kinds of opinions. Christmas is too much of this or that, or Hanukkahs and Kwanzaas and all kinds of things. You know what I mean? But one of the things, you know, with me, you know, I felt some, you know, I did the research on Christmas a long time ago about the tree and the whole solace, all that type of thing. But I never really took it away from my kids. And this is why, you know, I taught them Christmas is more about giving type holiday. It's the festive vibrations you have with your family, those type of things. Because to me, Christmas, how it becomes a drug to me is, I don't know about y'all, but I get this really, really, really good feeling. I don't know if you want to call it a high, a small adrenaline rush or whatever, but when I give my kids an awesome gift, it is, and they wow the fuck out when they open up that box, or my girl, or my mom, or whoever I'm giving a gift to, you dig? I get a certain type of, I don't know, it's almost like, and every year that's what it's about to me. giving that happiness to another person from the gift that I give them. Now, whether they use it or not, it's a whole other story. But just that feeling, y'all understand what I'm saying. Do you get what I mean by when I say it's almost like a drug, like an addiction, when you give when you get that happiness feeling from giving?
Yeah, I think it's the joy that you're feeling when you're giving it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're receiving it. For me, I don't necessarily give gifts on Christmas. I stopped that a long time ago. Because it's like I want that person, whoever I'm giving that gift to feel it all year round. And now that's just this one time. And I think so many people have, to me, tainted, you know, the holidays or whatever. I get it for my grandbabies because they don't understand, you know, anything. They just, whatever we teach them, you know. But for me, I get into the season of the love of, you know, the giving and the seeing that people are giving and they're giving with their hearts and, you know, different things like that. But for me, it's like, if you give me a gift, you do. If you don't, okay. I'm not giving you a gift because I don't celebrate it. I let people know right offhand, I don't celebrate Christmas, so don't give me a gift. I'll cook. I'll give you the gift of food. I'll give you the gift of, you know, decorating my house because I love the festival and the love feeling of, you know, the beauty of what Christmas looks like with the lights and everything. I'll do that, but I'm not giving you a gift. It's just that because I can't be God's given and you can't either. So whatever I give you, whether it be on a Tuesday or whether it be on a Saturday, it's just what it is. But if, if my mate says, okay, I want to do a tradition with it, let it be something different, that's different. And he was like, okay, well, let's do this to lead up to this and do that. Okay, that's different. That's a tradition that he wants to start. We'll get one gift that's under $5, then $10, $20, something fun, you know, something different. Yeah, I'll do that. But just to give out thousands of gifts to break me, no, not doing that. No. But I understand do that, but some people run into debt doing that, and they wait for tax money to recover from out of debt. And sometimes messing with this president this year, them taxes ain't going to look, you know, your return ain't going to look good. So I just think people should be very aware of their financial stability. And if you are going to buy me something, buy me Nike stock. Buy me Facebook stock. Buy me some stock that'll keep on giving so when we need to dip in, it'll benefit us later. You know what I'm saying? Buy me something that's going to, you know, build my future and my success of whatever we build in a branding together. You know, even with my kids, here's your stock. That's what I'm thinking now. I'm not thinking these things that these Jordans or whatever that your feet going to grow out of in 2-3 months. Yeah, no. I'm thinking, you know, stocks, bonds, investments. I'll do that.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad you said about people try to catch up, after, because some people, they really do splurge. They go outside of their means. And I think that's how, too, sometimes it can be a draw, because sometimes when you feel you can't give a gift, not all of us, some of y'all be like, fuck it, I can't afford it, fuck how you feel. But sometimes it makes some people feel a little low. Yeah, I mean, if they can't give out a gift, things like that, because I used to be the king of giving out gifts, you know what I mean? So, you know, when times got hard for me and I couldn't give none, you know what I mean, I did kind of have a downer. But again, you know, sometimes you got to tell yourself it's not within my means to do that all the time. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I'm glad you brought that up. So make sure you stay within your means if you can.
And
this
then
holiday
if you,
season.
Yeah. And if you can't give, people get depressed and, you know, they get to, you know, this Christmas time is, I think, one of the highest mental, to me, the most one that plays with people's mental stability, because if they can't give, they don't feel like they're worthy or they're taking care of the family. I don't want them to feel that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got it, you don't got it. Just give them what you do have and let them receive that. And if that's just a bag of nickels, give them, damn it, give them a bag of nickels, put a little dollar rolls on there and let it go. Like, they have to get past the expense of being able to provide a lot of gifts, because a lot of places now, like Toys for Tots and all those places, they don't have it. They're not getting the donations that they had in previous years because people just don't have it. So just know, they don't have it, you don't have it, be cool. Don't go losing your mind because you can't. And losing identity, your identity is not wrapped up in the gift. Your identity is wrapped up into the love that you have for that person.
Right, right. Okay. All right, y'all. So, hey, that's our episode tonight on Monstrous Monday. Hopefully we got a little conversation for y'all to talk about at the water cooler, something to help you stretch throughout the week. But don't forget, tomorrow we got an artist coming in by the name of Hundo. Make sure you tune in to see what his Monstrous Buzz is about. I think he's coming in out of Florida, down there from where Center SRE is from. I'm not for sure, but, hey, we're definitely going to find out tomorrow. I'll tell you that. If nothing else, we will find out. So don't forget, you can find more about the show, all the interviews, and archive shows over at MonsterUSRadio.com. I'm DJ E Monster. She's Miss Unbelievable. I don't know where Jazzy B at, but definitely we're going to look for her ass. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Hope you enjoy the week, and tune in tomorrow. And remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. I'm up out of here. Peace.
Peace. We love you. Thank you for listening. Mwah.